First of all, John, thanks very much for giving me this opportunity to speak to you. My full name is Muhammad Ilyas Raja. Originally, I am from Kashmir, the most beautiful part on this planet. When I came to this country, I came with the intention that I will do my bar at law here, because I was in a legal profession there, and the people who are qualified from this country, the rate of what you call the fee is much higher for the barrister. And I came to this country with this intention that I will do bar at law from here, and then I will come back and carry on my legal profession. And when I came in 1984 to this country, I approached the law society. And I told them that I was a practicing lawyer back home for 9 years, and now I want to do this further education. But they explained me and they said, sorry, gentlemen, you don't fall into that category. And you have to pay, perhaps it was 4,500 at that time. Mm-hmm. Which back in 1980, it was a lot of amount for me, and I was not in a position to carry on that idea of the education.
So you mentioned you're working in the legal profession. How did you get into that in the first place, sort of back home in Kashmir? How did you become interested and go down that route of working in the legal profession?
Oh, yeah. Basically, my elder brother, he was in the legal profession, and thanks God that he was one of the country top players. Mm-hmm. And I followed his footstep. Coming back to your point about the beauty of Kashmir, mm-hmm. when at that time I traveled from London to Glasgow, that wow. where to get settled. And even in at that time, this Surrey was the most expensive place to live.
Yeah.
And
we're well known for that, aren't we, here in the south, in Surrey. It's, compared to other parts of the country, it is quite expensive area, isn't it?
Yeah. But at the same time, I was very much impressed by the beauty of, natural beauty of Surrey.
Yeah, we've got that as well.
Yes. And I decided to settle here. To sold my property back home in Kashmir, yeah. and transferred the money over here. Then I bought my first house.
So you set you sort of left Kashmir and came to England. What was that like? You know, leaving your roots, leaving the country that you knew and you loved, and coming over. And what was that like adapting to life in the UK?
My father, he served in a British Indian Army, mm-hmm. and. In a way, he made a history in British Indian Army, because he joined the British Army during the First World War. After completion of his service, he retired as a junior commissioned officer. And when the Second World War was about to start, my father had a letter from the Central Command. In those days, General Auchinleck. He became Field Marshal Auchinleck later on. Mm-hmm. He was the commandant of whole the region, Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Burma. That was a one unit, and he was the commanding officer of that unit. He wrote a letter to my father that we want to take you back in the army as a commissioned officer. So my father rejoined the British Army in Second World War as a second lieutenant. And again, he served for 11 years, and he retired as a major. Because he worked with the English people at that time, and we used to heard the very nice stories that how their lifestyle is, how they live like, and that was a image in my mind was that because East and West are there is much difference, style of living especially.
Yeah.
And that attracted me to be here.
Yeah. And you went into politics, and you know you're now the mayor. How did that kind of journey start for you?
Yes, start from my student life and life in a legal profession. I used to enjoy the social meeting, social gathering, and helping the people in whatever way I can. And when I came to this country in 1986, I joined the Labour Party. Although I was not a very active member of the party at that time, but I used to attend their meeting and learn from the people how they are making the decision that how we can effect some policies locally and the nationally. And it almost taking quite interest in it. And then at that time, the chairman of the Labour Party, one day I think he telephoned me and he asked me that, Mr. Elias, have you ever thought of becoming a counselor? And to be very honest, up till that time, I never ever thought that I will be a counselor sometime, because I used to work in a South London, in Wimbledon, ethnic minority center, as an advisor.
Okay.
And most of the people, they used to come over there. And I was knowing that these people need the guidance, because when you... Because in this country, the majority of the people, they are the economic migrants.
Mm.
They came to this country to have a better living.
So you were like, an advocate for them, to help them, you know, get the support they need and to help them kind of fit in this country then?
Yes, that's why. Yeah. Because my legal background, that used to help me, that how to guide the people to the right direction. And sometime I had to go with them to the magistrate court, to hospital, to other areas, wherever they need help. And from there, I was thinking that it's a similar type of job as a counselor, that if you can help the people. That's why I decided to become a counselor. And I contested the first election in 1996.
You were re-elected six times, and you were first elected to represent the Shearwater and Maybury ward. That was 96.
Yes, actually, in 1996, I stood for the Shearwater and Maybury. That was one ward at that time. And luckily, I got elected. And I am very grateful and thankful to the people of my ward and constituency. After that, I stood five more times.
Mm-hmm.
This was my sixth time, and I got...
And then Deputy Mayor previously.
Yes, last year I was Deputy Mayor, and it's the system that it's a rollover, because there is no... when you are a Deputy Mayor for the year, you get automatically...
So what's the role of a Deputy Mayor then? What did you do as a Deputy Mayor?
As a Deputy Mayor, wherever the mayor couldn't make to attend the engagement, and then these engagements used to come to me, and I used to attend these function and those program engagements. And I used to enjoy that.
Yeah. Get to meet so many people. I mean, we were speaking to Sarge, the previous mayor. He was telling us how much he enjoyed getting out and meeting people and really kind of seeing what goes on in this community. There's a lot that goes on, a lot of people doing a lot of good, volunteers. There's so many charities, organisations, isn't there?
Yes. Actually, Sarge, he was the deputy mayor for 3 years, consecutive 3 years.
Of course, thanks to something called COVID lockdown, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was.
Yeah.
But when you are a deputy mayor, then you had a little bit of idea that what's going ahead.
Yeah, and it's kind of prepares you for the mayor. To become mayor, do you have to go through the process of, you know, being a councillor and then being deputy mayor and then you become mayor? Is that how does it? Is it something that anybody can do? How does that happen?
When you get elected as a councillor, and I feel that all the councillors, they have the ambitions that, oh, one day we will be the mayor. And I feel myself lucky and privileged to got this job.
49th mayor of Woking. Yeah. What are you looking forward to most about your year? I mean, I know you were appointed at an annual mayor-making ceremony last month in May, so, you know, fairly sort of new into the role. What are you looking forward to most about the coming year?
Yes, the first thing is that I am happy that I'm one of these 51st mayors of the borough. And this year, I have chosen the Woking Community Hospital as my charity.
Such a good cause, isn't it? Yeah, why have you chosen to support that particular charity?
To be very honest, I tell you that in Kashmir and most of the country in the world, there is no NHS system. And when I came to this country and I realized that all the elderly people, young children, unemployed people, they get the free medical facilities.
Yeah.
And doctor, they don't charge them. And they
I think we take it for granted, don't we, that we have all that free at the point of service. And, you know, in other countries, that's not always the case.
And that's what I'm saying, that I was very much impressed by the system of the NHS. And start from the very beginning, I was thinking that whenever I will have opportunity, I can repay back to this big organization. Yes. And exemplary organization in the world. And thanks God that I've been supporting St. Peter Hospital, which is a birthplace of my 5 children.
I was born there as well. So, yeah, we've got a lot of thanks to Peter's Hall, I think, haven't we?
Yeah. And I did my fundraising 3 times for the St. Peter Hospital.
Yep.
Last year, I went for 3 Peaks Challenge in North.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Because you are a keen sportsman, sort of, you know, your hobbies, you're really into your sport, aren't you?
Yes, start from my school life, student life, and I represented my college in badminton and cricket team. Mm-hmm. And you can say, yes, I was a sportsman from the very beginning. And after my retirement from the civil service over here, I joined the Woking Park Bowling Club.
Oh, nice.
And I'm an active member of the Woking Park Bowling Club.
So
and
I'll see you out there on the green doing the bowls then.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you are most welcome. And you can come on 9th of July, and the club is having a annual tournament for my charity to support the charity, and you are most welcome.
How do they feel at the Bowls Club, knowing that, you know, they've got an active member who's actually also the mayor of Woking? I mean, that's
yes, I am thankful to all of these my friends and the club members. Basically, I tell you, John, one thing, that the bowling club is the most social place I have ever seen.
Okay.
It's equally, the game is equally popular in women's and men's.
Okay.
And
what sort of age group? I mean, you sort of think of the stereotype of bowling as older people. Is it younger people involved as well?
Yes, previously it was for the older people. That was perception. But now there are some members in our club, those who are quite young, 35, 40 age group, and obviously older. And one gentleman, he plays such a marvelous game that you and when I asked him that for how long you are playing bowling, and he said that he started it at the age of 6.
Wow.
His grandparents and parents, oh, they were the member of bowling club, mm, and they used to teach him. And now he's one of our club top players.
And of course we know sport is so good for your physical health, also mental health, and after, you know, lockdowns and not being able to be with people, actually meeting up, playing sport, it's a good way of connecting with people, isn't it?
Yes, actually that's a very good question. And this was one of the reasons I've chosen my charity, those who deals with these type of problems. And I was thinking that when I will get more involved with them, I will ask them to encourage the people to socialize and come, yeah, to these type of spaces, and that will help them health-wise as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been really interesting to talk to you, and I think to get to know you, because we sort of hear, oh, we got a new mayor, but it's nice to understand and know about you as a person. So for you then, what's the best thing would you say about the Woking area? What do you love about this area?
Woking... basically, Woking is having too many plus points. And if I tell you one thing, that the most of, and there is a lot of potential in Woking, we can develop the Woking relationship with the Muslim world. Mm, yeah. Because there is a first purpose-built mosque in Woking, and which mosque is known almostly, yeah, all of the Islamic world.
Very famous and a very important building, isn't it?
For them? Yeah. Even yesterday, I was in Brighton, and I met the Lord Lieutenant there, the High Sheriff there, and they all were very well aware of this Shah Jahan Mosque. And I invited them, that I told them that please do visit Woking. There are many other places, worth visiting places, like Peace Garden, Woking Cemetery, yeah, and nice places to walk. I walk around about 4 to 5 kilometers a, yeah, day,
yeah,
and most of the time I walk along the Basingstoke Canal.
I love that canal. I mean, where I live in Woking, that runs around the back of my house, and, you know, walking up to St John's or walking up to town, you know, it's just so lovely. It's nice to have that area of nature in amongst the hustle and bustle of a town centre.
Yes, nice. Yeah, and if I tell you that a few years back, I gave them the idea that, you know, we can make much better use of this, yeah, canal.
Yeah.
In Kashmir, there is small boat houses, and where people used to go, and according to their family size, they used to book the one-bedroom boat, two-bedroom, three-bedroom, whatever they are required. And if we can have some sort of facilities over here, from Basingstoke to River Thames, yeah, people can have the, what you call, 8 or 9 districts, on canal side, they can stay one night here, next, yeah, other and other, and it will be a very cheap holidays for these tourists.
Yeah, life on the water. I like the idea of that. But no, it's been really, really interesting to talk to you. And, you know, hopefully our paths will cross a lot over the years at various events and things. But, you know, good luck for your mayoral year.
Thanks very much. It's nice talking to you. And I will be looking to hear this interview when it will be on air. Thanks very much. Thank you.